Most kids go through a bug phase. Zach Lemon is still in his. He's an entomologist and the curator of animal collections at the Audubon Butterfly Garden and Insectarium, where he indulges his lifelong love of both New Orleans and all of its six-legged denizens. So why does he live, breathe, and yes, even eat insects? We're here to find out. Welcome, Zach, and thanks for taking time out from high bug season in New Orleans to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Renee.
Why bugs? Is it something about living in New Orleans?
I'm really not sure, but I was as fascinated with these things as the next little munchkin when I was younger, and it stuck.
What's your favorite New Orleans insect?
We have velvet ants around here. I'm a big fan of velvet ants. This is a red and black wingless wasp. The males have wings, but the females, which tend to be more conspicuous, don't have wings. And you can't help but notice this bright red, I mean Coke can red, and black banded fuzzy thing that looks like a gigantic ant. It's about an inch or an inch and change in length. And every once in a while you see them, and I love them for a lot of reasons, but being big and active and pretty is certainly, you know, that always catches my eye. I'm a sucker for that.
You're a tried and true New Orleanian. If it's big and flashy and loud and noisy and likes to party, then that's the insect world you gravitate to.
Right, right. Our floats aren't tiny little brown things. They're great big giant things with lots of lights on them. And like, look, there goes the float. Yeah, it's like that.
We do have kind of a bug season, right?
The real peak of our bug activity is June, July, and August. But it is warm enough by the end of March, usually, that that's when we start to see our butterflies that have overwintered in their pupae coming out in force. And typically, if you're going to really hunt for insects in earnest, I usually sort of hang it up, such as it were, by the time Halloween rolls around. So those are my benchmarks, is sort of late March to Halloween.
My concept of high season here has a lot to do with creature features and termite swarms and stinging caterpillars,
right,
and all of those things that that New Orleanians have loved to hate.
Well, there's a temporal aspect to it. There's a sort of set your calendar to it. We know that buck moths are flying around and laying eggs typically a couple of weeks before Christmas, and that those eggs hatch in February, and the caterpillars are big enough for us to notice them by March. So our buck moth season is March, April, and May for the caterpillars. And a lot of people, Renee, don't stop to think about how merciful that is, that we only have one generation of them a year. What happens with buck moth caterpillars, and it's quite unusual, is that they are hardwired to go into the soil and form a pupa in the soil at the end of May. And even though it is warm as can be, June, July, August, September, the moth does not come out until just before Christmas time. So we only have to deal with those stinging caterpillars once a year, but you can kind of set your clock to it. And the same is true largely with the Formosan termite swarms. We typically get our first really big noticeable peak of activity from flying Formosan subterranean termites within the first 10 to 15 days of May.
You serve insect dishes at the insectarium, correct? What's the most popular?
I would say the chocolate chirp cookies are definitely the biggest seller. We oven roast the house crickets for about a half an hour at 350, and we then add them to the top of some cookie dough that we've already placed on a sheet. If you mix them in, you can have a very crickety cookie, but you can't necessarily see the crickets, and we don't want to hide that from people who are eating it. And then we also take our crickets and our waxworms, and either by frying or by roasting, we make them kind of crispy, and we season them. We have Southwest waxworms, so, you know, kind of like taco seasoning. We have cinnamon bug crunch, which is sort of a play on a well-known cereal name, and as it suggests, it's very sweet and sugary, and we do crispy Cajun crickets.
I hear you're a sometimes rap artist.
Oh, yeah. I am a sometimes rap artist. That's about the best way to describe it. And that's GWE, my rap group, which stands for Geeky Wacky Entomologists.
You don't want to give us a little sample.
Oh, shucks. Okay. Actually, let me do something that when we were promoting the Insectarium prior to its opening, we used to do. Yo, check these lyrics, put a smile on your face. Gonna tell you all about our insect place. A path to the door, people will beat. It's downtown New Orleans on Canal Street. Now, I don't want folks to think bugs are evil, so I might show them a real cool weevil. We got things in here that'll make you dance, like funky fly beetles and pretty velvet ants. The peeps will not believe their eyes when they check out our butterflies. And at Bug Appetite, it'll be so surprising to expand your gastronomic horizons. All the stuff in here is really groovy. Got special effects built into our movie. So many cool exhibits, what can I say? Life underground. The swamp, the cafe. Yeah, we're looking forward to being number one. It's Audubon Insectarium. Six legs, boy.
That was beautiful, beautiful. GWE fans.
we are, I think, the world's biggest and most popular insect rap group. You know, it's a tight genre, though.
Thank you, Zach, for sharing your wonderful love of New Orleans and its smallest denizens with us today. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me, Renee.
For WWNO and for NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.